latest team news from clubcall.com.
Latest Newcastle United headlines. We'll start with news on the transfer front, and Miguel Almiron's possible January move to Newcastle could now be off because the Atlanta United playmaker's wage demands are too high. That's according to the latest reports. The Paraguayan international is believed to be Toon boss Rafa Benitez's top transfer target this month, but a deal, as things stand, is far from certain. Benitez knows that he faces a tough task trying to persuade owner Mike Ashley to pay the £25 million asking price for Almiron, which would smash the club's transfer record, while the player's personal demands are also a major stumbling block. Reports say the 24-year-old has requested a pay package that is way beyond what Newcastle are prepared to sanction, and as it stands, there is no prospect of a breakthrough in negotiations. Atlanta president Darren Eales is prepared to sell Almiron, but the MLS club wants a hefty fee. And with Ashley Keane to sell the Magpies, it could mean that the deal falls flat. Newcastle fan groups wrote an open letter to Ashley at the start of the year, pleading with him to invest funds into new players in order to ensure their Premier League survival in the second half of the season, while Benitez is known to have put in a list of transfer targets that he wants to sign this month. However, as things stand, there are no deals imminent. Players, though, could leave and join this month, and one player who's attracting attention is Isaac Hayden. However, Newcastle have rejected an initial approach from Championship side West Bromwich Albion to sign him, but the midfielder could leave this month. Hayden has told Newcastle that he wants to move on as he wants to be close to his family in South Wales, and the club are believed to be willing to listen to offers for him, but only when they've signed a replacement. The Baggies had offered him the chance to move to the Hawthorns, but their first approach has been turned down. Boss Benitez does not want to lose the England under 21 international without someone coming into his squad in his place. Hayden has recently returned to the Newcastle lineup. He's made 9 first team appearances in total this season, but he remains unsettled off the pitch and will hope to secure a switch away in the transfer window. It's thought other Premier League and Championship clubs are watching the situation closely and could yet make offers for the former Arsenal youngster. Finally, it's been announced that the third round FA Cup replay between Blackburn and Newcastle will be shown by BT Sport live on TV. The match at Ewood Park will be shown on Tuesday, January the 15th, and the winner will face Watford in the fourth round.